With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queen's Council will once again vote whether to build the new public library at Queen's Place. After receiving more information on the cost to run a road and services to the new location, Councillor Maddie Charlton presented a notice of motion for Council to vote on the suitability of Queen's Place as the new facility at the next Council meeting. There will be more to come on this story later in the week. While the new library provided the most heated discussion, there was still plenty to discuss at the February 28th meeting. Staff continued reviewing and updating existing bylaws and presented Council with a modernized emergency management bylaw. Council then filled vacancies on the Heritage and Planning Advisory Committees. Next, staff recommended Council approve a development agreement for the construction of a 3-unit fixed-roof overnight accommodation on Beach Meadows Road. A public hearing will be held March 28th in Council Chambers for residents to provide input on the proposal. The next item was a proposal to shift the various insurance policies held by the region to one single provider. The move could save the municipality $65,000 every year. 8 items in the discussion portion of the session began with a request to name a private road Serenity Now Lane. From there, Council talked about the region's area rate policy and request for area rates from Brooklyn Cemetery Association and Brooklyn Recreation Association. An area rate is a tax collected for a specific community purpose, which is collected by the municipality through the property tax bill and paid to the administrating group. The two Brooklyn associations were concerned they couldn't meet the level of accounting standards deemed necessary by the municipality. Mayor Darlene Norman says if the region is going to collect money on behalf of an organization, there needs to be the utmost transparency.
It's very important that when groups come to us requesting us to collect taxpayers' money on their behalf, that there be a third-party independent look at their books.
Norman says the groups will meet with the Director of Corporate Services and their counselor before presenting their yearly budgets and the reasons the area rate is required in a public meeting. Council followed that with the library discussion, which resulted in the motion to rescind the approval of Queen's Place as the new library site. A question about installing new sidewalks in Cobbs Ridge was shut down when Public Works staff said if the sidewalk was to be built, the underlying infrastructure should be updated first, which would increase the cost of construction exponentially. Council then punted a discussion of whether council meetings should be live-streamed to the Communications Committee. The committee is already looking into ways to improve sound and video for people wanting to follow council proceedings from home. The last discussion point was to have an engineering firm perform a comprehensive study of the heating and ventilation system at the Astor Theater. Staff are recommending the study be included in the 2023-24 budget, and work should begin as soon as possible. And finally, the municipality announced it has entered into a lease agreement at the regional airport with the South Shore Drag Racers Association. Discussions are continuing with the South Shore Fly Club. Region of Queens Council will meet next in Council Chambers beginning at 9 a.m. on March 14th. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.